This is We've Got Issues, a weekly look at the political state we live in on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Low-performing schools throughout Michigan have to turn in plans to the state today that show how they'll improve. These 45 schools were identified by the state over the winter. Officials at one small school in northern Michigan say that they should not be on the list and that the requirements do little to help them improve. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
Betsy Valley Elementary is one of two schools in northern Michigan on the list. The other is in Manistee. This is the Thompsonville School's first time on that list.
I guess for a while we kept thinking this can't possibly be correct.
Amy Erforth is Betsy Valley's principal, and she's sitting in her office with Matt Olson, the superintendent of Betsy Central Schools District.
And it was a surprise, because quite frankly, you know, we've always been very proud of our academics here in Betsy Central.
Do you think that you should be in the bottom 5% on the list?
No.
You're both shaking your head, saying no. Okay.
No.
The bottom 5% is selected by the state based on how students do on the state's test, the MSTEP. The state lists schools from best to worst performing. The bottom 5% are considered priority schools. Olson and Erforth are frustrated with their priority status for a couple of reasons. For one, Betsy Valley is a small school, and less than half the student body's test scores were used to calculate the priority list.
So that was kind of a small sample size, we thought.
And they say last year came with specific challenges.
We had just a small group of kids that struggled in a particular area.
That particular area was math. However, an official at the Michigan Department of Education, which ranks the schools in the state, says their calculations are fair.
Okay, first sound, what sound?
Betsy Valley first graders are in the middle of a language arts lesson, and teacher Kim Gramzo walks them through sounds and words.
Here are a couple of you. Let's try it again with everybody this time. Ready?
Ooh, oh, ee. Cooling.
That's better. Next one. You ready?
Superintendent Olson says no school or district wants to be on the priority list. He says there's a stigma attached to it.
A person would perceive that doesn't know the school that it must not be a great school. And that's just not us. That's not our story.
On a national test, Betsy Valley students improved by more than 20 to 30% in reading and math over the past 3 years.
While he was swimming in the water.
Back in the first grade classroom, Ms. Gramzo pulls Addison Hogarth aside to read.
It's supposed to be a G.
Get any more sunburns on his back.
Nice job. Give me five. Excellent. There you go.
Once a school is on the priority list, they have to choose one of four options. Option one, close the school. Two, close the school and reopen it under new management. Three, come up with a plan to transform the school. Four, do option three, and fire and replace at least 50% of the staff. But Olson says these don't feel like options.
Kind of bristle a little bit when someone says, well, there's four options. There's not really four great options. It's not like they're four equal opportunities.
His school district has four elementary schools, and one is already closing in June.
If we were to have wanted to look at exercising the option to close Betsy Valley, we're a 350-square-mile rural district. All of a sudden, you know, the options for kids in the Thompsonville-Copemish region become very limited and very distant. And so, is that really helping those kids, or is it a better thing to make the school better?
And he says most schools choose to get better. That's what Betsy Valley is doing. Their transformation plan is due today. The state requires schools to outline things on the plan like, what are two or three big ideas you'll pursue to improve? Or, how are you using data to make decisions?
The irony is, though, is that Betsy Valley was already taking lots of steps. Writing our plan was really not very hard.
Because we already are doing interventions. We're already using data to make decisions. We're already supporting our kids and, you know, with tiered levels of intervention for reading and math.
That's Principal Erforth again. They say it's not much of a burden to come up with the plan. But another requirement for schools is to identify incentives for teachers who are increasing student achievement.
And to which I look at them and say, with what?
And that's another reason they're frustrated.
The bottom line is we're also resource poor. And if you're saying a school is struggling, there is a degree of we need to put our money where our mouth is.
Is there any money attached to this?
At this point, I've not seen a check come in the mail.
It's the Michigan School Reform Office that supervises priority schools, and after repeated requests for an interview, they declined to comment for this story. But one of their documents from a few years back says, quote, "Several Michigan priority schools are improving significantly, despite receiving no additional funding. Schools should reallocate existing funding to support the implementation of redesign plans," end quote. The same document says the state will provide resources like free access to information and training, which Superintendent Olson says is important. Olson and Erforth may disagree with their priority status, but they do say it's motivating.
Even when something may not be entirely true or the full story, there still is aspects of it. There is truth in those aspects. We know that we had a struggling group of students. That means that we have work to do with those particular students. And it means that we have work to do overall.
Yeah, I mean, our work is never done, and we always want to be better, so.
As a priority school, they have to report to the state regularly. They're given 4 years to improve and get off the list, and if they don't, the state could decide to close the school. Betsy Valley's priority status will officially begin this September. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.